Okay, I'd like to call this special meeting of the Summit Hill School District 161 Board of Education to order. No. Will you please rise and join us in our Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Kobacher.
Here.
Mrs. Borgen.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mr. Faber.
Here.
Mr. Doyle.
Here.
Mrs. Werner is out with notice, and Mr. Ward is out without notice.
Thank you for that, Mr. Faber. Welcome to this evening's meeting. We do have one closed session discussion of matters relating to individual students that we're going to be adding to our agenda, but no action will be taken in open session after our closed session discussion. So we'll move right to the public comments, and we have two people signed up, Dee Molinar and Joe Molinar. If you come up to the podium, please.
Good evening. President Doyle, members of the board, thank you again for allowing me to speak on behalf of my daughter, Tara. It is her true desire to be challenged at school, and in her own words, she says she needs to be ready for high school. So she's looking down the road. She understands what needs to be done. She needs those study skills and challenges now. What we're asking is nothing that requires a monetary outlay from the district. It's only to make a child happy, be challenged at school, to have homework. She wants that opportunity. You look at the data, and there's something that the data cannot reveal, and that is the motivation to learn. As educators, we look at motivation. Cognitive psychologists study motivation, and it's that motivation that compels us to learn, to move forward, to excel. There's two different types of motivation. There's the extrinsic motivation, and we're really good with rewarding kids, getting them motivated extrinsically. It's that intrinsically that really puzzles educators and cognitive psychologists by far, that how do you get somebody, how do you get them to want to learn? How do you get that to be innate? And Kara has that. Kara is wanting to learn. She's asking to learn. She's coming to me and asking to be challenged. I'm conveying her message to you that she wants to be challenged. That exception that Kara has, that intrinsic desire, should be the exception to allow her into a more rigorous program, that being the Summit program. As a school district, you want parents to be involved with their child's education. You want them to be a partner in that education. We are her parents, and we are taking her education very seriously. We are there for her. She has the home support, not only from parents, but from her older siblings as well. We're there. We're ready to help her out if she is challenged and move her forward. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to speak on her behalf. I hope you will understand that we are not asking you to rewrite your Summit program. We are asking you to recognize that she is an exception and should be accepted into that program based upon that. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Joe Molinar. If you don't mind, too, just speaking a little bit louder, this is the only reporter that we have actually on up here, so.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for considering our request for the placement of Kara in the Summit program. 1 week ago, here, okay, I'll speak a little louder for you now. But 1 week ago, there was significant discussion in this room about the exceptions to the Summit program matrix and the value of the opt-in option to the Summit program to help prepare our children for high school. I listened to that opt-in option conversation and had my opinions of how it could and would work. But however, our request is not for you to adopt the opt-in option or weigh those merits and make a decision based on those merits. Just want to be sure and clear that our request is to have Kara placed in the Summit program for her best interest. For the reasons Dee, my wife, has put before you today and last week as well. And so thank you again for your consideration. And I can just personally guarantee to you, to everyone here, that my child will be successful in the summit program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Miller, for comments. Any other public comments? We do have the signing list up here. Okay, thank you. We're going to move to the action items. The first action item is approval of additional kindergarten section. Barbara, do you want to give us the background before we go with the recommended motion?
Thank you. We tentatively are up to 248 kindergarten students with 5 weeks to go before school begins. And with the number of sections that we currently have, we have space for 253 students, and that would max out each classroom. So we're looking at potentially opening a 12th section to create space for 276 students, and asking for this to occur now before the students come, so that we are proactive rather than reactive, because typically when that school bus comes down on its practice routes, parents realize that they have a five-year-old at home and need to get the five-year-old into school, so we usually collect at least 20 or so students between now and the start of the school year. So the worst case scenario, if the students do not come, would be that our kindergarten classes are 21 to 22 students rather than 23 per classroom. And to me, I think that's a pretty worst case is with the air quotes. So that's basically the background.
Okay, let me have the recommended motion of the Board of Education move to approve a 12th section of kindergarten for the 2014-2015 school year. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion?
So we would immediately post and then hire a resource in to lead this section?
Absolutely, yes. There would be just a little bit of lag time, though, Mr. Mayor, and because of the process. And at that time, we're still going to be watching our numbers.
Any other questions or discussion about the matter? Okay, hearing none. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Porgins?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Klobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Apologize for my tardiness.
That's
aye.
Mr. Doyle.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. So we will add a 12th section on to kindergarten.
Thank you.
The next item is the approval of the summit program criteria. We have three recommended motions. We'll take them one at a time. And Barb, with each one, if you want to give us a little bit of, we have it in front of us, but if you want to read it for the public record as well.
Thank you.
The first motion is, can I have the recommended motion the Board of Education approve transitioning students who participate in the honors program in the 2013-2014 school year into the summit program for the 2014-2015 school year. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motions are made and seconded. Barb, if you just want to give the rationale behind that recommendation.
The rationale is what we're thinking is upon approval from the board, the parents of these students would be phoned. They would be made aware of the additional rigor, which may result in slightly lower grades than was earned in the previous honors program, and then the parents would have the option to decline at that point. So it's basically that unintended consequence of, just like I sat raising the test scores midstream, it's the same thing that basically occurred with our honors matrix being changed midstream in the program for some students.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about the child who, the parent who decides to put the child in and then halfway through the year no longer wants the child in because of the grades? Do we have a plan for that yet?
Not at this point. We do not have a plan for that. Well, we would be very clear up front that the program will be more rigorous, but that probably means if the children do qualify that they would have additional supports, additional work perhaps, because the question, the program is more for open-ended projects and things of that nature for that mm-hmm. higher level mm-hmm. and allowing the student to achieve that higher level. But we certainly will be monitoring the program, yes.
Other questions or discussion from board members? No, hearing none. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Porgins?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
I am directly impacted by this, and despite my best effort, struggle to separate myself, so I'm going to abstain.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Klobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
I also abstain.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. I believe by my tally it's 4 ayes, 0 nays, 2 abstains on that. Mr. Faber, for the record. The next item is the recommended motion that the Board of Education approve the reevaluation of a student's cognitive ability via the WICS or WISC test if requested. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Barbara, if you want to give us the rationale behind this.
The rationale is it was basically part of the discussion from the last board meeting. In a nutshell, if a teacher sees a student performing well above expectations with apparent permission, the student would be administered a WISC test, and upon attainment of a 120 or higher full scale IQ score, which is the same thing as CSI but in WISC terminology, the student would then be considered for further evaluation on the matrix. And if that analysis garners the 5 points, the student would be transitioned into the Summit program.
Okay.
Any questions?
I'll look the floor for any questions. And just for clarification, as we're reading through this rationale, this WICS, application of the WICS test would be via a teacher's recommendation, is that correct?
That's correct,
okay.
Because right. The child would be in perhaps a reg ed classroom, and if you see that acceleration that Mrs. Kohlbacher was
right,
speaking to.
Okay, so if a teacher sees that acceleration, then they can make the recommendation. The parents would have to give permission, obviously, for the administration of the test.
Yes.
If it is a 120 or higher score on the WICS test, correct? Then they would proceed with further evaluation through the identification process matrix. Okay.
Absolutely. And just for clarification for the board, this test is an individualized test where a school psychologist actually sits with the student, and it's interactive. It takes about an hour, hour 15, somewhere in that category. So, you know, when a lot of times you'll hear that, you know, my child was having a bad day, et cetera. Well, this is actually interactive. You know, so that it's lively, if lack of another term.
And the student need not have been in the matrix before to have this happen.
That's correct.
So someone who was never considered, mm-hmm. You know, if the teacher sees something, whatever that be, they could ask that this be done.
Absolutely.
Is this not in conflict with the way that the Summit program was written? For evaluation in fourth grade and in sixth grade, leading into being invited into the program for fifth grade and sixth grade, and for seventh grade and eighth grade.
You still have to go back to the matrix. Everything is still predicated on the matrix, and the matrix does not change.
I understand. My point is that the recommendation. Mm-hmm. To me, appears to be in conflict with the way the program was written. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that it's in conflict with the way the program was written. Okay, so if I read the program in fourth grade, the evaluation is looked at and the matrix is considered, mm-hmm. and invitations are put forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, if I'm reading that right, it's not until the end of sixth grade, going into seventh grade, that evaluation is brought up again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This then changes that to the extent, so it has to be called out by the teacher, or, and again, I'm not trying to exclude people or anything like that. I'm just talking about, you know, Article A doesn't match Article B in what's written. It should be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And my question is the way this is written consistent? Is this proper?
I think we're all aware that it was motivated certainly by the issue that Mrs. Kohlbacher mm-hmm. brought up. Which is, if a kid starts to show this ability that the teacher recognizes, do we want to wait until the end of the year before that evaluation would occur? I think that was, you know, it's not a, I wouldn't say it's a normative case with it. It certainly would be an exceptional case, obviously. But it is a provision that I see where you're coming from, right, in terms of, you know, that we have this evaluation in fourth for going into fifth and sixth, and you have that evaluation in sixth for going into seventh and eighth with it. That's all very, very clearly laid out in the current program documents with it. But what do you do with that case that Pam had brought up, right? I mean, do we wait until the end of the year to do an evaluation, or do you have this provision in there to deal with those particular exceptional cases? I mean, it would still, in effect,
that's exactly what my point is.
Yeah.
It is in conflict with the way it was originally written. And that's why it's being brought forward, and that's why it is essentially an amendment. I just want to make sure that it's proper, it's written properly, and it meets the standard of consistency within a document.
Right. And based on, if it is approved, this would be amended. I mean, that program document would be amended based on the changes, any changes that would be approved tonight.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that a child's IQ score can change significantly. It seems to me, if I recall the research, it can go up or down a few points. But because we're dealing with children, there are other factors that sometimes come into play on testing day. And I've often seen, I mean, I shouldn't say often, I have seen a difference in a child's motivation, behavior, what have you, from one school year to the next, either because of maturity or because of a connection they've made or what have you. So not only is it to capture all the kids that are qualified, but you could have somebody who moves in during the school year that you suspect maybe would qualify. So I'm for keeping it a little bit open like that so that we can be sure we have the kids in the program that should be in the program.
And it's not opening the broad door to the barn either to say it's not really in essence an opt-in in the way that we had talked about before, where there are those risks that it becomes a slippery slope and everybody and their brother and cousin, you know, wants to opt into it. So, yeah. Other questions?
The only other thought I'm having is the matrix essentially has three components.
Yes.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you call them horizontal components.
Yeah.
This would be taking into account two of those, as one is the teacher recommendation, which obviously would have to be in place and may be different. It may have changed from prior. And it's taking line one of the matrix into account.
That's correct.
Because it would be the CSI score. But it doesn't do anything to line two, which is the
NWA.
Or whatever it's going to be in the future.
Right.
So if you have, if you have a student, I'm just filtering here as I go, if you have a student who scored well on the CSI, and we know that they're already over 120 and they're only going to go up a point or two, and the teacher recommendation is there, but the NWEA is keeping them out, we're not allowing for that change. But, I mean, we can't really do another NWEA test, right?
That's correct.
But, I mean, if the child has a bad day that day, you're not getting a do-over on that.
That's correct. But that also, sort of as a protection program, was a three-test average.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was trying to...
You're right, it does take back.
It was
back
to show growth from the beginning to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a one-time shot in terms of their scores.
Right.
So. Any further questions or discussion about this motion? Okay, hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Abstain.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Abstain.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Again, that's a 4 ayes, 0 nays, 2 abstains on the vote tally, for the record. The third motion is in regards to a Summit Program Parent Night. So it can have the recommended motion the Board of Education approves instituting a Summit Program Parent Night during the first month of the school year. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Barb, if you want to give us a little rationale on that.
Because of the discussion and the items that came up, we thought it would be wise and to have the Summit program staff prepare us evening presentation, half hour, 45 minutes, so that parents had the opportunity to ask questions about the program. We typically do this when we create a new program and put it out there. Again, nothing elaborate. It's just more of a Q&A. It's a little bit, it's above and beyond what that typical curriculum night offering is, because this would truly just be focused on a particular set of families.
Okay. Any questions or discussion about?
One quick question.
Yeah.
Would this be held at both buildings or one or the other?
What we're going to do is meet with the Summit teachers on the opening institute and begin to craft the process, because it's going to be teacher-led, so we want teacher input.
Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Porkins?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb, for that. The next item is resignation of staff. And the first resignation is for paraprofessional Heather Finan. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education accept the letter of resignation from Heather Finan effective July 10th, 2014? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item is also resignation of staff for Christine Hill, 0.5 speech teacher. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education accept letter of resignation from Christine Hill effective July 9th, 2014? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Next item on resignation of staff is for paraprofessional Stuart Litko. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education accept the letter of resignation from Stuart Litko effective July 14th, 2014? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. On to the employment staff, Hilda Walker, 0.5 math interventionist, Jennifer Matos. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Jennifer Matos as 0.5 math interventionist for the 2014-2015 school year, and on an MA lane step 5 of the 2014-2015 teacher salary schedule, and subject to completion of the application fingerprinting process?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item of employment staff is 0.5 math interventionist at Summit Hill Junior High, and that's Kenneth Cronin. Can I have the recommended motion? The Board of Education employ Kenneth Cronin as a 0.5 math interventionist for the 2014-2015 school year, and on a BA lane step 1, location of the 2014-2015 teacher salary schedule, and subject to the completion of the application fingerprinting process. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item is for Elizabeth Flatley, Arbor Hills School, Special Education Teacher, Individualized Instruction for grades 3 and 4. Can I have the recommended motion the Board of Education employ Elizabeth Flatley as a Special Education Teacher for the 2014-2015 school year, and on an MA lane step 12 of the 2014-2015 teacher salary schedule, and subject to the completion of the application fingerprinting process? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can we roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item under employment of staff, Arbor Hills School paraprofessional Angela Carlton. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Angela Carlton as a paraprofessional for the 2014-2015 school year and at an hourly rate of $10.50 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second. We move in second.
Rich moved at the same time, right. So I wanted to get my name there.
No problem. All right. Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Motion carried. You sure you don't want to double line?
That's what,
all right.
I should have voted after motioning and seconded.
Next item under employment staff, Arbor Hills School paraprofessional, Deneen Klauba. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Deneen Klauba as a paraprofessional for the 2014-2015 school year at an hourly rate of $10.50 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item is Dr. Julian Robey School paraprofessional Amy Torres. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Amy Torres as a paraprofessional for the 2014-2015 school year at an hourly rate of $10.50 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process?
So moved.
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item is Dr. Julian Robey School paraprofessional, Elena, is it
Spiker?
Spiker. Okay, mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure I get that pronounced correctly. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Elena Spiker as a paraprofessional for the 2014-2015 school year and at an hourly rate of $10.50 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item is Arbor Hills School Lunchroom Supervisor Rebecca Honchar. The recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Rebecca Honchar as a lunchroom supervisor for the 2014-2015 school year at an hourly rate of $10.25 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Perfect. That motion carries. Next item is employment staff, Dr. Julian Robey School paraprofessional, Aubrey. Is that Nellon or is it?
Cahan. They both are.
Caneller. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Aubrey Caneller as a paraprofessional for the 2014-2015 school year at an hourly rate of $10.50 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process?
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Next item is Arbor Hills School paraprofessional Amanda Warniak. Can I have the recommended motion of the Board of Education employ Amanda Warniak as a paraprofessional for the 2014-2015 school year and at an hourly rate of $10.50 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. That is all of our employment matters, so I want to congratulate all of our new hires this evening. Thank you very much for coming out, those that were here. And that was Jennifer. Jennifer, Kenneth, Elizabeth, Angela, Deneen, Amy, Elena, Rebecca, Aubrey, and Amanda as well. So thank you very much. Congratulations. We do have some personnel matters and student matters to discuss in the closed session, but we're going to go right to the next one, which is the employment of administrative staff. Can I have the recommended motion that the Board of Education employ Dana Wright as principal of Indian Trail School effective July 16, 2014 through June 30, 2015 at a prorated salary of $80,423 and subject to the completion of the application and fingerprinting process? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please? Mr. Faber.
Mrs. Porgins.
Aye.
Mr. Merritt.
Aye.
Mr. Faber.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Doyle.
Aye. Motion carries. Dana, congratulations. As they say in Brooklyn, you're moving up in the world, kiddo. Congratulations, Dana. Glad to have you aboard over there at Indian Trail. Perfect.
Do we really have to fingerprint her?
And DNA testing. You got to show your genealogy back at least 10 generations,
oh,
right, to make sure.
That's amazing.
There you
go.
And we're checking all
you that. Have until the 16th. Or the end of today, right? 11:59 p.m.
We are checking the last 14 years of employment history. Hopefully there's no questions.
All right. As I mentioned, we do have some closed session matters to discuss, but no action will be taken in open session thereafter. So at this time, is anybody else signed up for our second round of public comments? Does anybody want to be signed in for public comments in the second round? Okay. Dan sees something. Is that? It's just a fly sitting on the sign. There we go. Okay. Future meeting dates. Actually, we had this one earlier, so it's not. Oh no, it is a future one. That's right.
Just a few minutes.
Looking at this, so like, July 16, 2014, Superintendent Evaluation Tool Committee meeting at the Administration Center at 7 p.m. So that's in a half an hour. And then July 23rd, 2014, another Superintendent Evaluation Tool Committee meeting at the Administration Center at 6 p.m. Okay. The recommended motion to go into closed session. Can I have the recommended motion? We move to go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider information regarding the employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony in a complaint lodged against an employer or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and 5 ILCS 120/2C10 to consider the placement of individual students in special education programs and other matters relating to individual students. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber.
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Merritt.
Aye.
Mr. Doyle.
Aye. Okay, we are going into closed session. We want to thank you again for attending this evening's meeting. That one?
Yes. There you go.
There we go. Okay, we are back in open session. We have no further action items to act upon this evening, so can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
So moved.
Second.
A motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, nod by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll stop.